The average age that a person sees a horror movie for the first time, 10 years old. It's Anna and Raven. And 52% of people, Raven, say that the movie that they saw when they're young and they got scared, like that one scene that they saw, the first scary scene, is still what scares them the most to this day.
It sounds realistic, actually. Because, you know, listen, first, you're sleeping over a friend's house or whatever. Halloween's coming around. You're sneaking thoughts at the television and you're curious. So that's the time that you're going to get exposed to those scary movies. And then when you see something, you're like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Why did I make that choice?
Well, what's the scary movie scene that will always scare you that you saw? 1-800-330-9999. I was thinking about this, Raven, because when I was 17 years old, I had just gotten my license, and I went to go see I Know What You Did Last Summer, and I remember at the beginning, they hit somebody on the road.
Yes, spoiler alert. Sorry, guys. Spoiler alert. Jennifer Love Hewitt, sorry we blew it for you.
And I closed my eyes for the rest of the movie.
What?
Yep, that was it.
At 17 years old?
17 years old.
You were a late bloomer.
And I remember driving home by myself in the car, and I pulled over like 3 times to check my car. Like a crazy person. Wait,
I mean, first off, if you got out of the car, don't you know that that's when the person comes out and gets you?
I was just so scared. I mean, I kept checking the trunk. I kept getting in to check the trunk.
If you had watched the rest of the movie, you would know that those are the normal horror film pitfalls. Never pull over.
No, I kept
getting, never do that.
I closed my eyes the whole time. And I've never, from that moment on, I have never seen another scary movie because, like, I get too scared. Like, it for real scares me.
Yeah. Well, I get it, you know. I saw Pet Sematary, the original one, when I was young. And I had already read the book. That was the thing. The book had already terrified me. I read the book at, like, 14 or 15, right? And that terrified me because I had a door that went to the outside. And I always thought that the baby was going to show up and knock on the door or walk in. I was terrified. And then I was like, well, I got to see the movie. Now I read the book. It can't be worse than that. And it wasn't. It was a terrible film. But there's this one scene with her sister. She walks in and she's got this spine thing going on. This is what it sounds like.
Coming for you, Rachel.
Oh, that is creepy.
This time I'll get you.
Oh.
Dave, and I will get you.
Oh.
It still gives me goosebumps to this point.
I'm not here for that.
And it's ridiculous. When you watch it now, you're like, this isn't actually all that bad. But no. Oh, it still makes me scared.
It stays with you.
Yeah, it does.
Top three scariest movie scenes of all time, according to the internet. Number three, the shower death scene in Psycho.
Okay, yep, that's a scary one.
The chest burst in Alien, number two.
Oh, the first time you see that, man, I almost forgot about that.
And number one, The Exorcist when Linda Blair's head spins around.
Yeah, that's a bit, the pea soup, too, terrible.
1-800-330-9999. What's that scary movie scene that will always stay with you? Average age a person sees a horror movie for the first time, 10 years old. To me, that sounds super young. I've never really seen that many horror films because they scare me so much the scenes stay with me. And 52% of people say that a scene that they saw when they were young has stayed with them their whole life and will still terrify them. What movie scene was that for you? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
Hi, probably that scene in Jaws when the shark, like, bites his stomach and the blood comes out of his mouth. Oh, that really freaks me out.
Yeah, when Quinn loses his life. It's terrible.
I can't watch Jaws either. I'm afraid I'll never go into an ocean again.
To me, I'm like, though, that's like the heroic scene, too, though. Like, I'm like, go for it, dude. You get him. Get him one more time with the machete. Ann Raven, what scary movie scene stays with you?
Yes, hi, good morning. I'm 29, and I think I'm around 10 or 12, and I first seen Chucky.
Chucky's joke.
I watched like 3 Chucky movies the other day, by the way, and they get worse and worse. Seed of Chucky is just deranged. Totally deranged. But the first time you see a doll stab something, I get it.
The irony is that my entire family were all being Chucky for Halloween, and I have never seen the movie. I'm just going on the fact. Yeah. It doesn't even make sense, right?
Oh my God. I mean, you have those live dolls in your house. You have to see it.
Come on, talk. All right. I'm going to make you talk. I said talk to me or else I'm going to throw you in the fire.
You stupid.
Doll dolls really have bad mouths when they speak.
Right, it's true. That's why dolls shouldn't speak.
Well, or be possessed by demons.
Right. Hi, Etienne on Raven. What scary movie scene will you never get out of your head?
I would never get out of my head is The Ring. That one scene when the girl just comes out of the TV screen and is like, you know, ah.
Yeah. I was like the first time I saw like that stop motion film work too, where it's kind of like you feel like, wait a minute, like, wait, is my DVD scratched? Because that was the time of DVDs.
Yeah.
You'd be like, wait a minute, is this thing burning out here? And then the floor was wet in the movie? Creepy.
What was the noise that that she made when she came out of the screen? Yeah, that was it.
When she climbs out of the well in part two. Oh, spoiler alert. It's terrible.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What scary movie scene will you never get out of your head?
The one with the mouth sewn shut in The Crazies, but uh-oh. Freaks me out.
Yeah, anything with the mouth shut. Mm. Sewn shut. They did that in Saw, too, oh. I think. Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
They did it in the original Crazies, but Crazies is just... Oof. That's a tough movie anyways. The Pitchfork. Oh! Mm-hmm.
Behind you.
This isn't helping the fact that I've never seen a horror movie. I never want to see any of these movies.
Well, this is why they use thimbles. So okay. You don't mistakenly sew your mouth closed while you're putting on a button. You just get confused about where you're going.
All right. That's
you
good.
Imagine?
No.
And then you'd be like, Anna, it's time for breakfast. No porridge for you today.
You want to chime in too? You can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven.